Radio Mercury International.
Music vibrations.
Listening to the Steve York Show on Radio Mercury International. Today is the first anniversary program of Radio Mercury, and it's also my very first program here on RMI. Radio Mercury International is broadcasting from England to Europe on shortwave 49 meters, 6,270 kilohertz, and the mailing address is at Post Office Box 41, Dedemswaard in Holland. Earlier I've been working for Radio Partizan and some other pirate stations, and therefore the program should be in English and German today. Ja, und auch gleich Grüße rüber an die Germanen hier in der Steve York Show bei Radio Mercury. Die Adresse lautet Radio Mercury, Postfach 41, Dedemswaard in Holland. Und die Musik, die ich mir da heute ausgesucht habe, kommt von Genesis, Pink Floyd, Alan Parsons, Eloy und vielleicht noch von einer deutschen Gruppe. Ich muss mal sehen, wie das da mit der Zeit hinhaut. Radio Mercury feiert heute übrigens Geburtstag, die erste Geburtstagssendung. RMI existiert jetzt mittlerweile ein Jahr. Und man hat da sogar sehr große Pläne. Die Sendezeit soll da doch stark erweitert werden. Es ist da geplant, 3 bis 4 Sendungen im Monat auszustrahlen mit einer Leistung von 20 Watt auf 6270 kHz. Die Erkennungsmelodie Oxygen 4 von Jean-Michel Jarre läuft hier langsam aus. Und ich habe da eine Platte von Alan Parsons rausgekriegt, die LP Pyramid. It's a track from the Alan Parsons Project from the album Pyramid, released in 1978. We'll be right back. Pippa Gamma Spaces by the Alan Parsons Project. You're listening to Radio Mercury International on shortwave 6270 kHz. You're in tune with the first anniversary program of Radio Mercury International. Radio Mercury is broadcasting from England to Europe on shortwave 49 meters, 6270 kHz. Our mailing address is Radio Mercury International, Post Office Box 41, Dedemswart in the Netherlands. Next track in the Steve York Show is coming from Genesis.
A cancer growth is removed by skill. Let it be revealed. A waterfall is madrigal. An inland sea is sea. Thank you.
Genesis, Selling England by the Pound, mit der Aufnahme The First of Fifths. Ich weiß nicht, ich kann mir nicht helfen, aber irgendwie ist mir der 15. lieber. Das ist, verbinde ich immer mit dem Begriff Zahltag. Ich habe hier eine andere LP auf dem Teller liegen, und zwar von Eloy. Als die ersten Aufnahmen von Eloy rauskamen, da vermutete man, dass Pink Floyd wohl irgendwie dahinter steckt. Allerdings hat sich nachher herausgestellt, dass es auch noch andere Leute gibt, die Musik im Stil von Pink Floyd machen können, diesen sogenannten Psychedelic Rock. Eloy von der LP Inside.
We'll be right back. smashing you. Guess how you feel. What smog is catching.
Letzte Aufnahme in der heutigen Steve York Show bei Radio Mercury International stammt aus dem Jahre 1967 von Pink Floyd und ist ein Auszug aus der LP Relics. See Emily Plain heißt diese Aufnahme, damals war Syd Barrett noch dabei und die ist sogar als Single erschienen, was bei Pink Floyd nun wirklich nicht allzu oft vorkommt.
She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three gates away. See Emily play. Emily cries, gazing through trees in sorrow, hardly a sound till tomorrow. The ground. Oh, on the river forever and ever. Emily, Emily. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three games to play. See Emily play.
Weekend vibrations. Vibrations fun.
You have been listening to the Steve York Show on Radio Mercury International. Radio Mercury is broadcasting from England to Europe on shortwave in the 49 meter band with a frequency of 6.270 megacycles. If you want to write into Radio Mercury International, you can do that by using the following address: Radio Mercury International, Post Office Box 41, De Damswaard in Holland. And if you want to get our QSL card, please enclose return postage. Radio Mercury auf Kurzwelle 49 Meter 6270 Kilohertz. Die Korrespondenzadresse ist Radio Mercury, Postfach 41, De Damswaard, da schreibt sich D-E-D-E-M-S-V-A-A-R-T, De Damswaard in Holland. Radio Mercury sendet sonntags auf 6270 kHz im 49 Meter Europaband.
Here at Radio Mercury, we'd really like to hear from you. Why not drop us a line and let us know how well you're receiving us? Our mailing address is P.O. Box 41, De Damswaard in Holland.
And a very, very good morning to all of you out there. My thanks to our DJ for the past 30 minutes. And of course to you for tuning in on this Sunday morning. You're at the number one pirate radio station, Radio Mercury International, on 6270 kHz in the European 48 meter band shortwave. And if you'd like to write the address, of course, Radio Mercury, PO Box 41, De Damswaard in Holland. That's Radio Mercury, PO Box 41, De Damswaard in Holland. And please, please make your letters long. We'd like to hear more about you and your interests than just the boring old reception report. So if you're planning on writing to us, tell us a bit about yourselves, and that way it makes reading your letters much, much more interesting. And with that, let's get the ball rolling with this
disco sound.
And no better way to get the show off to a good start than this. Sylvester from 1978. You make me feel mighty real. Alright! Sylvester from 1978. And my favorite disco record of 78, You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, getting us off to a lively start. Right now, greetings and salutations going out to Robert Roy, Simon James and Ferry St. John of The Voice of Britain. Right, let's go back in time. This is Gallagher and Lyle. And we're taking it easy with I Wanna Stay With You. Hope you're gonna stay with me. I'm with you here till 12:30.
Inside, outside, up and around. Love set me up and love let me down again. Feel like a weatherman. One day sun, next day rain.
Gallagher and Lyle, I Wanna Stay With You, the name of the record. Hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Right, DX's stand by. In tune with the sound of Free Radio. This is Radio Mercury, transmitting on 6,270 kHz in the 48-meter band shortwave. You might be interested to know that we have some new revised information sheets, new QSL cards, station newsletter, and stickers available. So if you send us a correct reception report, along with two IORCs or a British stamped addressed envelope, we'll verify it with those things. Our address once again, Radio Mercury, P.O. Box 41, Dedemsvaart in Holland. That's Radio Mercury, P.O. Box 41, Dedemsvaart, spelled Delta Echo, Mike, Sierra, Victor, Alpha, Alpha, Romeo, Tango, in Holland.
All hits all the time.
Blondie, and she's still hanging on the telephone. That was for Michael and John Cotty of Edenbridge. Hope reception's good and you're enjoying the programme. Well, I'm one of those people who never listened to B-sides of singles, and I never realised how much I was missing until quite by accident I played the B-side of Steely Dan's FM No Static At All. And to tell you the truth, I was absolutely amazed. I never thought that anything worthwhile was put on B-sides of singles. Anyway, off I rushed to my singles cases and out come the singles. And I played nearly every B-side of every single I had, and right enough, there were some good sounds there. So on telling a colleague of mine this, he said, why not start a regular spot on your programme playing B-sides? So I have up till now on the other radio station I work on here in Dublin had what's known as the B-side magic spot. From now on, however, here on my Sunday Radio Mercury show, I'm going to do the same. So right now, here's the track which turned me on to B-sides. Steely Dan and FM No Static At All reprise. Steely Dan and FM No Static At All reprise, and the first of a new series of spots on the programme, B-Side Magic. Well, bit by bit, we're increasing the content of the programme in order to make it more interesting and informing. By the way, gang, don't forget my Irish Tree radio spot, which we have quite regularly. This week's feature station is ARD, Alternative Radio Dublin, on 257 metres in the medium wave, and that's coming up shortly.
Music, that's our middle name.
Right, time for some dedications and requests on the programme. First of all, hello to Keith Green in Croydon. Hope you're enjoying the show. And greetings going out to Chris Corstairs, R42 Aaron Close in Cambridge. Nice to have you along with the programme. Hello to George Carey, or Caney, I can't make out which it is, of Offshore Echoes in France. Bonjour to you. And also hello to Alan Oliver of Newcastle under Lyme. We'll also send out greetings to Jose and Alfred from the Free Radio magazine in Amsterdam. And to Patrick Travers of Clifton Park in Sheffield. Hello to you all. dedicate the next record to you. If you'd like a request or dedication on any program on Radio Mercury, all you have to do is write to us at PO Box 41, Dedemsvash in Holland, stating what record you'd like us to play and when you'd like it played. We'll be glad to oblige. Patrick Huvet. It's a Sunday morning. It's Radio Mercury and the Mark Boland Show, taking you through till 12:30. That's Patrick Huvet there, taken from his album Got a Feeling and I Love America. Okay, it's time for the Irish Free Radio Spot, and we're going to feature ARD Radio today. That's Alternative Radio Dublin on 257 metres, broadcasting from Dublin 7 days a week. ARD is now the largest free radio station in Ireland, its service being very similar to the ILR system in England. However, ARD started off in a very small way. About 4 years ago, a group of people decided to start a radio service as an alternative to the existing pirate Radio Dublin. From the beginning on 215 metres, only broadcasting a few hours every Sunday, ARD was generally accepted as being a very professional radio station, even though it did break down now and again.
The Rolling Stones, taken from an double album of their hit called Rolling Stones. This is ARD on 215 metres medium wave, and we're taking a break now for approximately 30 seconds for transmitter adjustment purposes.
There was a very big drawback, though. The transmitter power was so weak that reception was only good for a radius of about 3 miles from the station. That's why the last recording wasn't the best. Anyway, things were soon to change. In late 1977, the Doc, or Don Moore, or Dr. Don, as he is known, left Radio Dublin along with their lineup of DJs and joined ARD. The station was still known as ARD, but those letters now stood for Alternative Radio for Dublin and not an alternative to Radio Dublin. Location changed and transmitter power increased, and listenership soon grew to around 75,000 to 100,000. After 6 months, transmissions were extended to 7 days a week and a new service opened up.
Sponsored by Ireland's most colourful Sunday newspaper, The Sunday World. ARD News.
the time now is exactly 4 o'clock.
Soon another man appeared on the free radio scene, Bernard Llewellyn. He was a businessman and put money into ARD to enable it to become more of a local community station than just non-stop pop. Current affairs, documentaries and chat shows appeared, and ARD moved to much more professional studios in Dublin City. The station has been raided a few times, and court injunctions have been brought in to stop the station broadcasting, once because ARD was coming over the PA system of a local church who couldn't hold their Sunday service for that particular reason. But nevertheless, ARD have always returned.
And the time now is exactly 4:30.
That's 4 on 257. You're very welcome to Wednesday's Mainline Music Program, and sincere thank yous to Ronan Collins for the last 2.5 hours of good music and conversation. Thank you, Ronan, and join Ronan same time Monday at 2 o'clock till 4:30. Have a groovy weekend, Ronan. It's a Wednesday evening. It's wet. It's windy. It's yucky. Oh.
That's Jason Main there, one of ARD's top disc jockeys. And ARD continues on 257 metres 7 days a week, right at the end of another Irish free radio spot. Between now and my next programme, I'll be searching through my free radio library to dig up some more details on another pirate. Mark Raj, unfortunately, this will have to be the last record on the show. The Stranglers. And part of a double A-sided single from the summer of 1977. This is called Peaches.
That you got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All the skirts lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Just lying down on the sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds. You know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, you just take a look over there. For women, that's what I preach, preacher man. Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Oh shit, there goes the sheriffing. Looks like I'm gonna be stuck here the whole summer. Well, what a bummer. I can think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the streets, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer. Down on the beaches.
Okay. One of my favorite groups, The Stranglers there, and a summer 1977 hit, Peaches. Right, well, it's about time for yours truly to say bye-bye. But before I do, I've got a little note here that might be of some interest to you DXers out there. Our station newsletter, QSL stickers and information sheet are available for two IORCs or a British stamped address envelope. So please, when you're sending us your reception report, enclose a British stamped address envelope or two IORCs. It speeds the whole process of verifying your report. So there you are. Right, and just in case you don't know who you're listening to, this is Radio Mercury International, transmitting on 6,270 kHz in the European 48-meter band shortwave with a power of 18 watts. And finally, just in fact, before I do go, I've got a little note here. It says the RDXL magazine is one of the most informative free radio magazines available at the moment. It contains details of medium wave and short wave pirates. And it's available for only two IORCs from PO Box 1050 N6401 Mold. And that's not M-O-U-L-D, it's M-O-L-D-E in Norway. The RDXL magazine. Right, well, it's time for me to move out and make way for your DJ. From me, Mark Bones, see you soon, bye-bye.
If you dig free radio, you'll dig Radio Mercury. Here at Radio Mercury, we'd really like to hear from you. Why not drop us a line and let us know how well you're receiving us? Our mailing address is P.O. Box 41, Dedemsvaart in Holland.
Radio Mercury International.